is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. Can we sing this together and sing out everything inside of you by the Spirit in one accord? We are in unity in the Spirit. The angels are singing with us. We're singing right to Jesus. Right to Jesus. Let's sing out to him now.
High and lifted.
all things come from you, by you, through you, and to you, through our lives, Jesus. What a beautiful morning, Jesus, to praise you, to worship you, to give you the glory that you're due, Lord. You deserve more glory, more honor. For you are the Christ who came, the Lamb who bled for us, the Lion who roars for us. Jesus, in you, everything is found. There's nothing lacking in you, nothing. We may not understand everything, but the truth of you, who you are, never changes, never. So we thank you, Lord. Except a corner grain of wheat dies and is buried, it shall not rise up. So we thank you, Lord, for this process of receiving everything you've done on the cross, and that your cross and your resurrection would be our highest aim for everything in our life, everything in our world, no matter what it is, whether it's sickness or persecution, whatever it is, Lord, any disappointment or heartache just flees when you come on the scene. You're our God of hope, our God of strength. We sang that to you today, Lord. We believe it, that you're the one in the fire with us, and you're the one who strengthens us and refines us, and that we become strong as gold. We're refined in the furnace of affliction, and we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We thank you for your ways, because your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we give you glory, and we thank you, God, for all things, in all things, through all things. And may you be known in us so we can make you known to others. I love you, Jesus. I love you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone had a picture during worship that they want to share, a vision. I just felt that in my spirit. Somebody had something very profound that they saw and they wanted to share. So I don't know who that would be, actually. So if that's one of you, just come on up. Don't be shy, because that's on my heart. If you had something or a word. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right, Pat. When we were singing, "You Hold My Healing in Your Hands," I just saw Jesus with his hands out. But it wasn't just my healing that he was holding. His hands were just bubbling, just full of bubbles. And the bubbles were indicative of healing for not just me, for so many. And he was just my healing is in his hands. Our healing is in his hands. And there's so much there that he's running. His hands were running over with the bubbles. The bubbles were just running out of his hands and running out for anybody that just wanted to stand underneath him and receive the healing. You know, so yes.
That's good. I heard the same thing. I didn't see that, but I heard the same thing. So Lord, just thank you for that confirmation. And thank you, Father, that you want to do that this morning. So if there's anyone here who's feeling that, sensing that, or has an affliction of some kind, or needs healing in their heart in some kind of way, that our Lord Jesus, who we sang to today, actually is moving, actually is touching those areas. So if that's you, just wave your hand and we'll just agree with you. So we just thank you, Lord, right now for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're releasing. Everything, Father, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Any type of healing that we need, any type of release that we need inside of us or those who are close to us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of walking in what you're releasing and the demonstration of that. We just thank you for the worship this morning, Lord. We thank you for the worship was completely geared towards you. Worship of you, Jesus. Worship of who you are. Worship to you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, that we can agree and that we can be touched ever so much in your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do you feel physically any different emotionally? That might take some time, but if there's any physical change, you know, just wave your hand if you wanted to share it. If there's something else, and sometimes these things, for other people especially, we don't know about until we check. But we have a lot of healing testimonies for this place that come and are amazing to us. May they never stop, Lord. May they just increase. So if there's anyone who's feeling any kind of change in their body, if you just want to wave your hand, if that word was ever present. Did you feel? Did you anything you wanted to share? Three of you. If you have something you want to share, just come up real quickly and share it, if you can. That you felt a change as we were praying and singing and releasing. Anybody else? Just come up real quickly if you have something to share.
My throat's been feeling sore, and my glands were swollen, and I could feel, as I was touching them, they were shrinking.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, and finish it for Teresa. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Anybody else? Saw three hands. Anybody wanted to share the change? No? You had something, sweetie?
For the past 3 or 4 days, my throat's been feeling kind of sore-ish, and then when I prayed, it really helped.
You feel a lot better right now? Is it completely gone?
It was. As soon as I prayed, it was completely gone.
Thank you, Lord.
As soon as I was done.
Thank you, Lord. Let it be. Let it continue in Jesus' name. No, not your turn. Not right now. We love you. Anybody else want to share? I know you do. Anybody about your healing? Rosa? Little evangelist in the making here. Oh, okay. Rosa?
Yes. I've been having problems with my back again this week. Yesterday I overdone it, and it really was hurting. And I asked Pastor Mary Pat to pray for me. Of course, it's the Lord that does the work. And he just touched me, and my whole body just feels like it's floating.
That was in the back during worship. Amen. Keep floating. Thank you, Lord. Finish Rosa, Lord. That's awesome. Anybody? finish it off, yeah. Anybody else? Okay, Tiffany.
Mine's not more so physical. It's an emotional thing. My kids test me to the max, and I was feeling just completely overwhelmed this morning, and he's slowly been working, piecing at me throughout the service to keep myself calm, cool, and collected.
More strength for Tiffany. Thank you, Lord. More, more, more. More, more, more fire for you, little man. Amen. Tiffany, it's worth it. It's all worth it. It's all good. Amen. Anybody else? Well, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the confirmation of the word. Thank you for the picture. Thank you, Father, that even the things that we're not seeing, we know that you're continuing to do that. So we thank you, Lord, for our family and friends here and everything, Father, overseas as well, and our friends and family in other states as well. So we continue to lift them up, and we expect great and mighty things, Lord, because you're so good. Because you're so good. So, Father, we just thank you for the privilege of being able to say we want to live a miraculous life and trust you and believe all things are happening and possible in you. Amen. Amen. Andy, do we have the Relentless Pursuit video we can just show? Is it up? Can you put the lights down, guys? We have something coming up that's going to be great.
Oh, 再一次回到了耶路撒冷来守主棚节，而且呢，我相信我们在这里所领受的复兴的意象，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对着万民做见证。我相信这一次会有很多的弟兄姊妹从神的话语之中能够再一次经历到神的同在和触摸，欢迎你们来参加我们回归耶路撒冷的大会。
Amen. Well, it's coming up. It's not far away. It's not the end of October this year. So it's coming up. Andy, maybe you can give us a report of how many views, how we're doing. People are watching this. So it's all over Facebook, and he's got something special set up. Ooh. he's got something special set up so that it's going everywhere. So obviously when you say free admission, it's an attention getter. There's a lot of people watching this and viewing this. And I know there's going to be a lot of people for Saturday night, but Mel's coming in Thursday night, so we're going to have a real strong group. I did get a text from Ben yesterday. You know, Ben's kind of tangoed with Florence down in North Carolina. And so their family is okay. And if you see him on Facebook, he's got some fun posts. But we did talk last night a little bit. And he goes, so how am I getting to Relentless Pursuit? So we're talking about all of that. So he's coming in too. So Pastor Jose is already here. He's still down in Atlanta. We were in New Mexico last weekend, which was phenomenal. And so he is going somewhere, either California this week or staying around the Georgia area. So that's yet to be determined. And then he'll be in Philadelphia for the last leg. And then he comes back home October 1st.
Yes, so as you guys know, that I've been learning more and more about the beauties of Facebook advertising. And we can't necessarily only rely on Facebook. But as of right now, over 1,163 people have watched that video 10 seconds or more, which is pretty good. And we're able to basically, you know, kind of hone this video and get it into in front of people's eyes that we're not necessarily connected with, but they're in the area. You know, if they've liked a certain, you know, we can pick demographics and say, hey, this will show up in your newsfeed. So that's really, really cool. And, you know, about 30 to 40 people are seeing it a day. And I just want to encourage you guys, again, fresh, to kind of share that, you know, make a comment about it. That way, the more eyes it gets in front of that you sharing it, besides us just having an advertisement of it, you know, it's pinned to the top of our Facebook page. So if you go to Frontline Worship Center, Frontline Ministries International, our Facebook page, the video is right there. We can share it and just kind of get it out there, you know. And the thing is, if you share, the more often you share, the more ways that it gets in front of people. And so obviously we're not only relying on just that, it's the actual follow through and follow up with us communicating and talking to people and saying, hey, this thing is coming on. So we don't want to just rely on technology. We want to use it as a benefit, but then you got to have that added personal touch. Because in complete honesty, I have a lot of friends on Facebook. If I would even see some of those friends in public, I probably wouldn't even go talk to them. But now I will, because I'm saying that this conference is coming. Yeah, guys, you know how it is. You know it's true. So take that extra mile and invite them, share about it, talk about it. And there's also, for those that aren't on Facebook, we have it on YouTube, so you can email it out there and just kind of give people a little bit of impression as well so that we can continue to get the word out and it's exciting times that are coming.
That's awesome. It's so funny. Do you want to say anything about the weekend before?
Sure.
What, you know?
Yeah. So also the weekend before, we have this amazing opportunity in Columbus. And I don't know about you guys, sometimes in my mind I'm like, I think this is crazy. And the Lord says, actually, yes. Yes, it is, because I didn't call you to live a normal life. But I want to live a normal life. And Jesus says, I didn't call you to live a normal life. So one of the awesome things that's happening is Awaken the Dawn is partnering with Tent America. We're going to have worship at the State House, at the Capitol, on the grounds there. It's a totally crazy, awesome story how we got connected to actually have space available at the State House to worship from 4 to 8 on Friday night and then from 10 to 2 on Saturday. The actual state senator that provided the opportunity is the same state senator that introduced the heartbeat bill in the state of Ohio. And did a fund Planned Parenthood, which is awesome. And one of the things that struck me in Awaken the Dawn last year, and just track with me on this, here at Awaken the Dawn last year, you had representatives of each state coming to Washington, D.C., that place of political influence, to pray and worship and intercede over the entire United States. So the Lord gathered people from each state. Just think about this. Each state had a place on the National Monument. Well, what happens in Washington? It's where representatives go to represent the people from the states. So in the spirit, through Awaken the Dawn and Tent America, each state had representatives that came in and they worshiped, they prayed, and they interceded. And God in His mercy and however that works selected those people, and they were there representing their state in the spirit. And so there was a release through that, and we were unique in that we also had, I mean, they were doing outreach and evangelism there, but yeah, on the mall in the Capitol. But what else was unique is that we as Ohio were also reaching out evangelistically, drawing prophetic pictures for people, sharing Jesus with people, and they were doing that as well, but it was unique to our booth at that place. And totally believing that that same spirit, that same influence in the spirit the Lord was calling us to do is now being replicated here in the state of Ohio at the Capitol building. And so again, we have a fresh opportunity to represent in the spirit what the Lord is doing here in the state of Ohio at a much local level. So it's awesome and amazing at the state level, I mean at the national level, but now here at the state. Again, encourage you guys that this is an incredible opportunity to step into worship, prayer, and evangelism down at the State House to reach out. And not only us reach out, but reach out with other brothers and sisters in Christ in the state of Ohio that have this same heart. Because if they're there, they have the same heart. And so it's a unique opportunity for us to connect with them, which I believe is just going to be amazing. So I encourage you guys, there'll be more information coming up, but like to sign up if you can make a way. And if it seems like there isn't a way, Lord, make a way where there is no way. Yes, and you can talk to Rachel about that. And some of us, you know, we're organizing and heading up, you know, evangelism for the state of Ohio and outreach at the State House. But then also we're doing 2 times of worship there as well, which is just, again, an incredible opportunity. So really encourage you guys to check that out, put it before the Lord, and believe that He will make a way.
Down in Columbus, there's 8 hours of worship, but this whole thing, this Tent America, is Thursday night through Sunday. So there's another location 20 miles away. So there's 2 locations for Ohio, not just one. And every other place in the Union, from what I'm understanding, is there's one. So we have 2. So Frontline's going to be down at the State House, which is where God has us. There's 8 hours there. We've got half the worship. The other group is the Greater Toledo House of Prayer for the state, and they decided to keep it just to us two. And so that's pretty cool. And then we are the Ohio State coordinators for evangelism down there, which is going to be different times, not just the worship time, but different time also on Friday and Saturday. So 20 miles away, there's a place called Groveport. And there'll be worship going on Thursday night through Sunday morning. I think it's Sunday morning. And at this point, we have a slot on Friday night also. What's going to happen there on Friday night through the night, it's going to be a high school blowout. So kids up to 18, young adults up to 18 from wherever in Ohio are invited to come. I don't know what, you know, how many that's going to be or whatever. So Haley's going to help us and go hang out there for a while as part of what we're doing at the state capitol. And then I think it's run by college and post-college age down there. And so we're going to have a representative there for at least part of it, which is cool. And then some of those hungry hippos will be coming back to the state Capitol in Columbus on Saturday. It's just going to be wild. And there are other, there's about six universities so far around Ohio that are getting a tent, and they're praying and worshiping and all of that. And they're doing that at the same time. When we heard this vision last year, it was like, oh gosh, God, how are we going to do this? And then there are a lot of people in frontline this year who have other things they're doing. So it's like, I don't know. So it is kind of crazy because it's the week before Relentless Pursuit. It's like, okay, well, you're God, we're not. So help us with that. So he is. So if you're interested in being part of that in any way, any of that, just see Rach. And she's kind of a point person, not kind of, she's a point person, coordinating a lot of things. And we really appreciate the ones who've been able to say, yeah, I can run with that, I can do that. So we'll just kind of see where it goes. But it's right at the, we're on the last track right now. All kinds of phone calls from national places, you know, a lot of people around the state and around the nation are calling. So pray for me. There's a lot of visioning, a lot of Zoom calling and all that kind of stuff and a lot of details. And I'm also, you know, with Relentless Pursuit. So just pray for all of us, you know, trying to man this ship, saying, okay, you keep it steady, which is what he's doing, which is really good. Not just steady, but it's moving. So if you can help in any way, just do that. That'd be awesome. And I just wanted to say, I left a bunch at home, but if there is anybody who really would love to read this short little Living Underwater, I'm going to put the rest of them in the back if we have any left over, and sell them at Relentless Pursuit or ask for donation, whatever, put them out in the back. But anybody here, if you want this, this is written by Heidi. It's called Living Underwater, and it's about Isaiah 47 and living a life submerged under the waters of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can sit down and read it over lunch. I mean, it's so simple. But it's really cool. So if you want it, I just picked up three. I had a bunch at home. So if you just put your hand up, I'll just give you one. Rach, here's one. Ash? Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead. And Angela? Okay. Hey, my man. Hey, sweetheart. I love you. I'll give you one later. Okay, also, we're getting in 15 of these that are used, because we're trying to be wise stewards, okay? 15 heavenly men, and they should be coming, I think, Monday or Tuesday, right? And they're in great condition or good condition, and so they're $4 or $5 a piece, too. So if that's just really on your heart, like, oh, I really want to read this, you want to devour it before he comes, and I'll give you one. I just have to know. If not, we'll do something. So if that's you, we've got about 15 of them coming. So if you want one of these, just put your hand up and I'll remember. I'll make sure you get one, okay, if you'll read it. Okay, that's the deal. And once you really get into it, then you won't be able to put it down. This is our late night reading over and over and over again. Okay, and then finally, I feel like a car salesman kind of up here. Okay, everybody should have gotten something like this in the mail. We're trying to do this just so no one's left out. So did everybody get one of these, I hope? If you didn't, isn't it cool? Did you like it? This awesome? Yeah, I'm really proud of the crew, so thank you so much, you guys. It was really awesome. We're very excited about that. So the goal is, if you know somebody who would benefit from this, let us know. All you have to do is drop their address on it, or we'll give it to you, and you can hand it to them. If that's somebody who you think would really... like they're interested, or this might be something to really pique their interest in what's going on at Frontline. You can come up and grab that. And then, obviously, inside of this, you'll find a Relentless Pursuit flyer. So after Relentless Pursuit, that will be outdated, but this won't. The newsletter won't be outdated, except one part of it. So if you want some of these, and you want to share them with your neighbors, or your friends, or your family, come and get them today. I mean, they're just going to sit in a box. So we want to give them out so everybody can take those. And it's free. And I really believe there's going to be a great explosion here of what God wants to do. So, amen. Lastly, if you are, I want to get the page on here. Is there anybody who's reading this who's not going to be in here today that's going to be in the back with the kids or whatever? Okay, not yet. Well, then... if you feel so led, then listen to the message, and I'll tell you some things about this, because there's some really cool things that I think the Lord has for us right now. And, you know, he's just trying to prepare us for what's coming. There's a prophetic voice, a national prophetic voice that gave us the prophecy a couple of days ago, and we had not yet met, and, you know, person to person, and it was really cool, and it was very strong, and it was without knowing, I mean, the name Frontline says a lot, but without knowing exactly what we do and knowing us personally yet, this one gave us a very strong word that should encourage you, and we'll share it at some point, but some of the little points about it I just want to share is that we have been in this place that I think we all know, and we're pressing in and saying, Jesus, you're everything, and we're willing and wanting and going to the four corners of the earth. So the Lord is really expediting that. He is bringing us into a place of mobilization and explosion with new blood, new spirit, new everything, and even new ideas, new tools, all kinds of new. Right now, this is not like, oh yeah, that's nice in 10 years. It's now. And so it's really, really encouraging and powerful. So just be encouraged, you know, as you're hoping and believing and trusting that the answers to what you've been wanting to see and moving in are right around the corner. This voice is someone very, very close to Pastor Jose. He's very accurate, so it was very cool. So anyway, be encouraged and more will come. And keep praying for the ones who will be imparting here, because everyone needs the fire in greater measure. Everyone carries the fire to whatever degree, but greater measure. And lastly, Brother Yoon's group is called Back to Jerusalem. Maybe you've heard about it before. It's been around a long time. But this is a movement to mobilize people, particularly Chinese missionaries. And there's a revival that's been going on there. It's crazy. And to read this account, read this story, not just of, oh, the man was in jail and he was persecuted and tortured, but Lord, what are you showing me about my life and what you're doing here? It's absolutely incredible. If you've read it before with what you've gone through since that time, I really encourage you to read it again. But Back to Jerusalem is a group that is going to be sharing a little bit before he speaks. And this group is about, again, dealing with the last day's strategies of going to unreached people groups, particularly raising up Chinese missionaries through this great harvest that's going on there now. Much of what Brother Yoon has gone through as a result to help produce this, but also to go to the 1040 window and to go to these places where the darkest unreached people groups live and are. And so there's a road called the Silk Road, and this is a road in the China area and 1040 window that leads right into Jerusalem. There's actually three different roads, but there's a very famous Silk Road, and most of the world's population lives in that area. So we call it the 1040 window and beyond. So anyway, you're going to learn more about that, but that's also in this book. So you just want to grow and, you know, be prepared for as much as going to be released. Amen? Okay, well, God bless you guys. Kingdom kids can go. Some people are still on vacation, so hopefully this will be something that's recorded. Amen. Can somebody grab me a cup of water or something back there? Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for what you put on my heart today. Lord, may it come out the way that you have intended. May it be your words, Holy Spirit, what you want to show us in the word, what you want to show us, Lord, by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Okay. You guys want to turn, if you would, to John chapter 12. Lord just took me back there. I know we've spoken a lot about John 12. But I want to talk about some specific things here that are really going to help us in the word, because the Lord's been speaking a lot to us about increase in the area of the reception of the word in our hearts, that we get to a place where we are so willing, as we're connecting with the word, for the word to change us. If we don't get it, and Brother Yoon speaks about this in his book, if we are not at that place, can we turn that just a little bit, hon? Because it's, thank you. Just face it on them. I'm fine. I'm good. That way I can keep my papers together. But if we are not allowing the word of God to change us or desiring that, we can read the word and listen to the word all day long. And so the Lord is really speaking to us about getting to that point where every time we're in the Word, we hear a Word, we're connecting with the Word of God, that we are saying, what about me, Lord? What are you saying for me? Thanks, Denny. I appreciate that. What about me? Lord, what are you saying for me? So this is going to produce something in us that's really phenomenal. Last week, last Sunday, I was flying into New Mexico, connecting with a ministry called Faith Comes by Hearing. You're all familiar with the scripture in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so this ministry was birthed a long time ago. It used to be called Hosanna. Now it's called Faith Comes by Hearing. And it's really dealing with those areas of scripture that need to be put in audio form all around the world. There's 7,000 languages, and right now 1,200 of those languages have come into a digital way of recording and receiving and hearing the Word of God all over the world. So it's really, really cool just to see what God's done. For example, my understanding is in Ghana, that's already been done, and there are 300 languages now. Some of the ones that we work with up in the Upper West, and these are dialects, these are village languages, and that might be a steep number. I'm verifying that. I heard that, but we'll see. But I was talking to Pastor Samuel yesterday, and I was sharing that with him, and he's so excited about Kingdom Bible School and what we've done there since 2009, particularly, because it's led to people growing, people going out and planting churches and evangelizing and more people coming into the kingdom. That's what it's about, right? More people coming and knowing Jesus. So he's really excited about that. And when we go into Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, which is right next to Ghana, in November, so that'll be two countries at one time, yes, in 2 weeks. How are we doing it? Not sure. I'm trying to work through all those details. So the Lord's telling us that we're expanding. One of the words, interestingly, that was given by this prophetic voice was, you will be doing two things as though one, more and more and more. I was laughing, going, you don't even know. It's kind of like the relentless pursuit and going to Columbus too. Different things like that. But again, the Lord's delegating and spreading the wealth, so he is inviting us to step into those crazy times that do take our time, that do take our money, that do take our attention, that do take our efforts. You know, that's what he's doing. So, and he'll be bringing new blood in as well, because that's part of it, new people as well. So we're excited about that. But in this place in New Mexico, I connected with friends that got home early Wednesday morning, late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, and Pastor Jose was there too. And the way that we got there, I told you about it, I think, a couple weeks ago. I told you how it, I didn't even know a couple weeks ago. Somehow it was shared that I was going there, and somebody may have shared this. But anyhow, the Lord was opening up a way to meet these new connections around the world. So people that we have partnered with in Indonesia, another connecting point from Indonesia was right there at a small dinner I was attending. And we're laughing about, you know, a lot of the places that we've been and the people that we connect with. And the man next to him was from the Philippines, and we're laughing and talking about Smoky Mountain and what's going on there and how they build schools and what's happening with the people in the impoverished areas. And then this man was listening to this, whose home we were in. He's from Egypt. So he and his wife and kids, a kid at the time, one, came 10 years ago, and they just felt the Lord telling them to come to Egypt. So this week, that I, at the beginning of the week when I was there, there were just these great divine connections among other ones, and then Pastor Jose and I left, came back to Ohio, he goes down to Atlanta, and this ministry was continuing on with a support-raising event, donor-raising event that they have. But when I was there, and many people from around the world were coming, but when I was there, I was going through this facility just absolutely amazed at the brilliant technology that had been going on, and that what the Lord had been doing, and how he had started out just with cassette tapes, you know, as a lending library, and then going to CDs and MP3s, and now everything is digital, including movies that will possibly even trump or at least come along the side of the Jesus film and Magdalena. It's crazy stuff. Great people from many different streams, which is also part of the vision that was given to us, a prophetic word, which has always been the case, but it's increasing. So, Lord, I was asking the Lord, like, well, what's going on here, Lord? And he just kept emphasizing that this is a place of the presence. This has always been a place of the word. And it started that way. It's never slacked in any way. But the people here, all of us, need to realize that we don't want to be just trying to hang on our experiences of God is good. Because if we do that and we're not mobilized, then we can short-circuit the very thing that God wants us to do. And this is one of the blessings of Faith Comes by Hearing, having all of these little audio Bibles and different ways of connecting the audio Bibles to a person, be it a little stick that might go into a prison, or a little keychain with a flashlight on the end, or a key, you know, a lot of different devices. And I just kept thinking of you, Carl, and I kept thinking, we got to connect about this. You're gonna love what I've heard. And I just kept thinking about that because I could see your eyes just lighting up with some of the things that I saw. And you know a heck of a lot more. So anyway, we'll talk at some point. But the Lord is telling us that in this digital age, and this is not new. We have known this. It's not that audio Bibles is something new. It's not that. I'm not going after that today. That's not what I'm saying. We used to bring boom boxes to Mozambique, and Pastor Bill has been up in the Upper East with Brother Abraham, Pastor Abraham, and he's using little audio Bibles and things like that, and they have listening groups. So this is not new to us, but there's something new in it that the Lord's saying, I'm going to accelerate, and I'm going to take you into a zone that's going to speed up world evangelism, which is your heart, to go to the deepest, darkest places. Not just we're talking about it. This is happening. So with the connections that the Lord's giving and the heart that he's birthing, the call back to us is to continue in the Word of God and to really strengthen our resolve in that area. You know, listening to worship music and soaking, this is part of it. Absolutely important. We have holy clubs here. Holy clubs are very important, and we're in the Word. We're dissecting the Word. We're receiving. We're praying the Word back to the Lord. We're changing. But the Lord, I believe, is even calling us for more in the area of the Word individually for where he wants to take us as a group. There's a Bible app, and maybe you guys know about this, but I didn't. I know about some of them, but this one I didn't. It's called Bible.is. So if you've known about it and you're using it, good. I didn't. And anyway, I didn't know about that one. But it's through Faith Comes by Hearing, but Bible.is. And you can download the New Testament and in audio form. And as you're in the kitchen or you're out in the yard or you're on your way to work or whatever, you can just listen to the pure word. A lot of testimonies that I heard over the weekend were very, very helpful in just reconfiguring our desires and our heart to be able to continue to get the written and the spoken word out too. We're all about Bibles. And we've been doing this even up in Pemba, you know, in 2015 and 13. This is not new, but there's something new, as I said. I'm going to say twice, something new for us. The Lord is stirring, saying, I want you to be in the word personally, more effectively, and just feed yourself, feed yourself, feed yourself, feed yourself. So when you read Brother Yoon's book, you will see that he devoured the Word of God, and even his supernatural way of getting the physical Word of God is enlightening in the first or second chapter. And they didn't have any technology at that time. But even Faith Comes by Hearing is able to at this point, up to this year, they're challenging it and seeing it move through China every year. But they're okay with just listening, having listening groups, if you don't preach it. That's what they're saying. So they even have the Word of God okayed officially by this state. Isn't that amazing? So there are things that are moving. There is revival going on, but there are still underground churches. There's still persecution. There are still people who are being tormented and tortured. It's still happening. And it's happening in greater measure for the nation of India. For India, I'm speaking about India, from what Pastor Benjamin, Brother Benjamin, has been telling us, that this year, and I was telling them at Faith Comes by Hearing, because they didn't understand, they hadn't heard that, some of the leaders, because they have people there that are stationed in certain spots. The one that we know is very knowledgeable about the entire nation. He used to work for the government before he became a pastor, and his own father brought the gospel to northern India. It's really cool. So if I ever want to know something, is this true? I just email him or call him or something, and he goes, yes, no. But he said, this year is a year of major persecution in India. So we need to be in prayer. We need to be so filled up with the Word of God that when we're in the glory, when we're singing, when we're worshiping, then the scriptures are coming out of our mouth, okay? That we are able to repeat and give the scripture back to the Lord. Again, this is preaching to the choir. This is not something new, like, oh my gosh, a great revelation. This is a reminder, though, for the prophetic words that we're getting and what's happening right now, and from all the leaders who are coming in for this conference, there is an increase here because the Spirit of God has so increased in this place that when the fire is released, you either embrace the fire and want more, or you run from the fire. The Lord is taking off the blinders, and he's waking up his church here and everywhere. He's waking people. He's waking the church up, and he's saying, I'm looking for those who carry the fire who will run with it, and you're going to go to the four corners of the earth. So I'm going to get into some scriptures today and just ask for prayer also for what we're doing in this area for Ghana particularly, because that's the next nation we're going to. But I was even telling Inez in Brazil yesterday about Bible.is. And I said, you know, all the kids who are in holy clubs and they're in the worship center and they're doing this, young adults. And I said, tell them about Bible.is. It's in Portuguese. And they can have that when they're faced with the temptation right there. And they're not listening. Inez is translating everything Ben's doing, everything that's going on. They'll watch the video that you are watching or have, and she's translating after. They watch it for the anointing, she said, and they're learning English, and then she translates the whole thing. I mean, it's just amazing. Yeah. And so I get a report. I don't ask for it, but I get it every week from Joe. So amazing. So many dreams and visions. Oh, my gosh, where we went. So this will be an addition for them that they can just put this download this on their cell phone. So you can do that too. Bible.is, and just play, just press and play the Word of God. Just hear it. Because faith comes by hearing. But this is a hearing that you want to hear. It's not background cool words. This is, I want to hear what you're saying, and I want you to get me. So I really think that God's going to change some things, and we'll be coming in with greater reports than we've had in recent times. So anyway, I want to jump into John chapter 12. Excuse me. And you know that Mary's anointing Jesus, Mary of Bethany, and then Jesus is entering in Jerusalem. And we unpack this every year, and we go through it, and it's great. I'm not minimizing it. But I tell you, how many times have you all read John chapter 12? It's like, oh, yeah, I love John chapter 12. Jesus rode it on a donkey. But the Lord is saying, I'm going to give you many of the deeper meanings in this season as you're hungering after the Word, which is his presence, more and more and more. So let's increase that. And the Lord's calling for a personal desire for that to take place so that the presence that he's releasing here will get hotter and stronger. Okay, so in John chapter 12, if you look at verse 37, we're going to just kind of run through 37 through 50 real quickly, and I just really invite you to look at it again later on. Let me just take a quick sip here. But he says, but though he had performed so many signs before them, yet they were not believing him. This was, verse 38, to fulfill the word of Isaiah, the prophet, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Now, we know that's Isaiah 53:1. We're very familiar with Isaiah 53. If not, become very familiar with Isaiah 53 if you're new to Frontline or you forgot. But the Lord is reminding us in Isaiah 53, who has believed the report of the Lord? When the scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, another word for hearing is report. So faith is coming from the report. So faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, is coming. Faith is being birthed through this testimony, through this report, through the hearing. So it's a hearing that we have. It's a spiritual hearing. It's not just, oh, I've got an audio file going. But the Lord is going, he's touching, he wants us to see that he's doing this globally, and there's a goal to be able to have all 7,000 languages finished by 2033 or earlier. Okay, that's a goal. And with the Lord, it could be next year, you know? This is the Lord. But he's saying, I need you to believe with me, and I need you to join in what I'm doing, because this is a way for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so people can meet their own Jesus in their own dialect. Jesus becomes more real as they hear the voice, not of an American or, you know, an English person or something else, but they hear someone in their own language, their own tribe, and they're able to personally enjoy that. And also, many of those in these third world areas in the 1040 window, not just limited to that, but they don't have the distractions that we do. They don't have what we have in the country that we live in. And so they are very able to say, I'm just hungry for God. I want God. And he's honoring that through our prayers and through our partnership with this end time strategy that I believe the Lord's releasing in a greater measure. You're going to hear a lot about for at Relentless Pursuit this time. Verse 39, for this reason they could not believe, for Isaiah had said, again, he has blinded their eyes. So for this reason, before we go on, some think, well, that's just talking about the Jews. I mean, Jesus blinded their eyes. The Lord has blinded Pharaoh's eyes. He's blinded many eyes, and he still will do that today. He will allow a blindness to come. He will allow a stupor to come. We don't want that. It's even prophesied for the last of the last days. As evil increases, what we want is for the church to be awakened so that there won't be any blinding, and then we're praying and believing for our loved ones around us to be able to see that the faith that they need to be able to progress will be able to be birthed and be able to grow. And then we have to understand that the places that the Lord has us in are places that he will ordain, even though it might be through our own doing, or it might not be. When you read Brother Yun's book, you'll see he talks about that, even for his own life. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm preaching the gospel. Boom, in the slammer I go. Torture comes. Okay. And there are other times where the Lord warned him, and he ended up forgetting, not listening to what the Lord said, and something happened. The Lord gave him a warning. Would that have curtailed everything for him? I don't know. He thinks it might have. But yet, at the same time, the paradox with that is the Lord calls him to go into the prison cells and gives him this entire ministry. It's not an afterthought, like, well, I guess, you know, you might as well go witness to people. I mean, since you're sick, why don't you just go ahead and, you know, the reason that you're there really is because you need to witness to the people in the hospital. If we don't see the full counsel or have the full counsel of God and understand what he's really wanting to do with our healing, with our freedom, with the pain that comes our way, if we don't understand his nature and his character, we're not as easily able and apt to walk through to the other side, because we get frustrated, we lose hope, and we say, oh, I'm so tired of this. Pray for me. I need to get out of this. And the Lord might say, well, you know what? You've been in it for a while, but you're still not learning the lessons. And that may sound harsh, but if we have a God who's not harsh, but we have a God who's good, and he's really good, and we're not going to unpack all of that today, then we have to believe he knows what he's doing. And so when we trust his nature, when we trust his sovereignty, when we trust his goodness, then we're going to fall in love with this wonderful God, and then we will walk in the holiness that he has for us, because we're designed to do it. We want to do that. We want to do that. It's like, how does that happen? And even when we're crying, going, I hate this, because I know, but you are being refined in the fire, and I'm in the fire with you. Darlene sang it out today, okay? Jesus wants us. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. And could you feel the anointing just increase, you know, as we were worshiping today? Because it was about Jesus. It wasn't about us. It was about Jesus, and the anointing just grew. The fire in here grew. It was just hard to even stand, if you were able to stand. It was that strong. It was like, whoa, because the focus was on him completely. But when we sing those words, we have to believe them, Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we have to trust and have to believe. He says, Jesus is always saying, if only you'd believe. If only you'll believe. So our biggest enemy will be believing that God has us where he wants us. In the sense that he still wants us to understand how to fight the enemy. And where the enemy is. And what you do with it. You don't just roll over and say whatever. You have to know who you are in Christ. But get past having a heavenly encounter that feels good. Because when we know who we are in Christ and we're encountering the Lord, we will be mobilized. We will. We can't stop. We will go out. You can't. It doesn't go. It's like peanut butter and jelly. You have to have both together, right? You can't have one without the other. There is a cause and effect. And when we live that way with Jesus, that will come. You'll find yourself walking and wanting to talk to somebody. You don't even know why. Even Andy. Just kidding, Andy. He does. What he was saying up here, these are, you know, I wouldn't show you this to some friends. That might change. And maybe you don't. I don't know, but just having fun with that. But the point is that the Lord's saying that he wants us to mobilize. He wants us. He wants to develop that kind of heart. We can't. We can lead a charge. We can say, this is what the word is saying. Let's run with it. We can give personal experiences and the influential Holy Spirit that lives inside will breathe through us. And then you speak out and you release fire. And then the Lord says, that fire is great. Now, let's take that fire and let's do something with it. And so we all are on our own journey. And the Lord said, and he knows what it is. He knows every journey. But at the same time, if we're content to stay where we are and go at a snail's pace because it's more comfortable, he will allow that, and he might even bring us to a point where we're a little itchy, you know, and he's saying, well, you know, I'm trying to talk to you, but you're not listening. So he's good. He's really good, and he's really kind. He's so kind. Jesus is so kind. When Brother Yun was in all these prisons over these years, he was in joy. While he might be screaming on the floor as he's being beaten, you know, and tortured, because he's a human being that feels pain. So the enemy's job is to bring us pain. The Lord's not wanting to say, I think I'll stick him or stick you. But at the same time, he knows what it's going to take to bring us to this place of really believing him and trusting him. Because as we heard this morning, the lamb bled for us. Okay, and the lion is roaring for us. So it's both together. So when we're focusing on the cross, we'll focus on the resurrection, but it has to be both. If it's just the resurrection, because we want to live, we want to bring heaven to earth because it feels really good. And the Lord says, if you really want to bring heaven to earth, you will be mobilized to take my gospel all over the world in your heart, and then I will show you how that looks. Because that's how it is in the scripture. That's how it was for Jesus. That's how it is for us. And he wants to unpack that and show us that more and more and just be influenced by the Spirit of God that lives inside of us, because we're learning how to host him. The Holy Spirit lives inside, and he's saying, I want you to understand that I am like a dove and I'm living inside. So anything that is not from heaven, I don't like, and I just kind of move over here. I don't want to be quenched. I don't want to be grieved. I want to have complete freedom to be hosted in you. So you're hosting, you and I are hosting the presence of God. That's why there's no room for a negative thought. It's not to be super Christian. It's to host the one who's living on the inside properly. And that will come as we continue to feed ourselves on the word of God in his presence more and more and more as we worship him. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so for this reason, verse 39, they could not believe, for Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes, and he hardened their heart, so that they would not see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and be converted and heal, and I healed them. 41, these things Isaiah said because he saw his glory and he spoke of him. So in other words, Isaiah actually had encounters, which you know, we've unpacked Isaiah 6 and we've taught Isaiah 6, and we live Isaiah 6. We sing Isaiah 6. But the Lord is saying, I want you to know me, not Isaiah 6. I want you to know me. I want you to become so tethered to me that if something happens that's very uncomfortable, you're okay. and you understand what it means, what it does, where it came from, and what the Lord's going to do about it, one way or the other. And to have that confidence, that spiritual confidence to know that he means what he says, and he'll take you to the other side. I was sharing with someone recently, Isaiah 43 has been one of my life passages. You can read it. I'm not going to go through it right now, but it became very important to me, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s in my life. And it's been one of my life passages because there is another side. And the Lord has shown me that passage represents his character so fully of how much he loves me and what he's going to do in my life and the people around me, and has enabled me to take pain that has come and then allow the Lord to supernaturally put it where it needs to be. So we need to the pain, we're human beings, hello. We receive pain because that's what happens. But the Lord says, here's what I want to do with it. Here's what I want to do with the pain. I want to help you with that pain and release that so that you can live in joy even in the midst of a very tough trial, whatever it would be. Somebody told me once when I was going through a hard trial, this will be the toughest thing that you've ever gone through in your life. They lied. I really thought, oh good, I just got to get to the other side. And it's not true. So, and I just thought, oh Jesus, you're so funny. You have to teach that person something, and me too, because I believed it. But it's not true. And the Lord wants to strengthen us. And maybe what that person meant was you mature through each trial, and then things come, and then you can handle them better or differently or whatever. But you remember that the Lord is wanting us to be able to take who he is to the people that we're around and just supernaturally just kind of be who we are. And not, he doesn't want us to believe lies. He doesn't want us to believe hearsay. He doesn't want us to emotionally respond and say, oh man, I can understand. And then what we do is we think something to death. Because just how could it possibly be? And we might call it overthinking, but the Lord's saying maybe that it's just not a renewal of mind. And the enemy's stirring us up all the time. It's his job. He's stirring us up so that we will believe him rather than what Jesus says. So this strong emphasis to get in the word for ourselves more is going to help us if we go with that intent and not just trying to unpack something and figure it out. Because we'll go crazy doing that and probably make the wrong decision because it won't be spiritual necessarily. We have to ask the Holy Spirit, and he really has to. It's not weighing something. Okay, it's not about building a case. The Lord says, I'm going to show you. If you're a case builder, guess what? I'm going to take that prop from underneath you one way or the other someday and show you how to rely on me, how to rely on my spirit. And we just want to cooperate with that because that's what he does. Okay. Hang on here. Okay, then in verse 42. Nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. 43, for they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God. Verse 43, we've gone over before, and we all say, everyone in here would say, I believe, I don't want the approval of men more than the approval of God. I hang on to verse 43, but do you know that the Lord would allow us to go through decades, potentially, of difficult times to get us to the point of never loving that if that's what it took? Whatever it is, he loves us that much. It might not take something like that. But he chastens and disciplines those he loves because he's a good father. And that might not feel very comfortable, but if we think about it, all he's trying to do is point us to the direction of being able to take the enemy that comes at our minds and get rid of him. That's all. He's saying, I don't want you influenced in your mind. I don't want you influenced in your emotions and in your will with the enemy's thoughts or what you don't even recognize as the enemy's thoughts. They might just make perfect sense to you. But if they're not from heaven, they don't do us any good. Our souls are not increasing in any way. And so that's what the Lord wants to have happen to us. He wants us to understand that. And, you know, when we're in a place where the Lord is calling us, he's drawing us by the Spirit, he's saying, you know, kids, I love you so much. I want you to grow in this area so you can help others actually see that. Oh, my gosh. Things just change. If we want our faith to grow, I really believe that recognizing these things, but taking a step and saying, I'm going to do that. Lord, this is your word. This is heaven. This is the release of the gospel of the kingdom. I need you. I need that. I'm not just going to say, what a nice message. I'm going to actually say yes and amen and do it and take a step. Just do it. So, for they love the approval of men rather than the approval of God. So 44 reads, and Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him, the word. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. Let me read that again. The word I spoke, which is everything I'm reading, will judge. We will be judged by the word of God. And so the Lord is saying, let's get the word so strongly in us that we want the word to change us to become more like Jesus so that we can escape the traps that the enemy has for us that hurt us so badly and keep us from fulfilling the fiery destiny that he wants. Verse 49, for I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak. And finally, I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father has told me. So sometimes we think, well, I don't reject Jesus, but we may reject the very word that he gives through a person. We may read something in Scripture, and because of a place that we're in our life, we might turn the meaning of it. Okay? The Lord is saying, I want you to purely be able to dissect the word of God. And it's good to have Bible studies and continued kingdom training. That's all good. I'm not saying that. But the Lord is saying, let's get that pure word inside of us more in a way that we can do two things at once, possibly, where people can, you can listen to it while you're doing something as long as your heart is completely tethered with the Lord. Or just sit and listen, you know, whatever works. And then read it as well. So just more of an emphasis. I was really thinking back to things. I keep journals and different things, and I was looking at one this morning of some things that had been preached in 2015, and Pastor Jose was here, and he's here every year, and he was preaching about the power of the Word of God. And every year we have people who are preaching that and saying that, and it's like, okay, power of the Word of God, okay. But I felt that the Lord was saying, pay attention to that, because this year, for those who will take this challenge to go in more deeply and completely shut out the distractions, there will be a change. There will be not only a change, there will be an exponential change. There will be something that will grow in the area of faith that will allow people to be able to see the demonstration of the gospel of the kingdom here, not just overseas. So when they were telling me when I was in New Mexico, oh, this guy walked 7 hours to come to a meeting in Africa, and we couldn't believe it. It's like, we see that all the time. And people do that in joy. We don't do that here. So the Lord tells us in the scriptures that we want to be like the apostles who say, you know, Peter at the Gate Beautiful that says, silver and gold are mine, are not mine, rather. But what I do have, which I don't have for you, because he's right there and he's looking at the blind, and he says, but what I do have, I say to you, I give to you. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So the blind, the deaf, the lame. And so the Lord is saying to us, there's going to be an increase in power for us as we are committing ourselves in this area of just increasing in the word. In If you want to turn to Acts 3:6 and look at that scripture, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. You know, you really can't know the scriptures until you're willing to be changed by them. I believe that for my own life. Brother Ewan has stated that. Others have stated that. But you really can't know them until you're willing to be changed, until I'm willing to be changed. I want to read the scripture. I want to listen to the scripture. And I'm willing to be changed as I'm listening and reading. And that's the goal for us. And that's where the presence of God increases. And if you look at Jeremiah 20, verse 9, we can put that up as well. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. In other words, Jeremiah was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit because the word of God was in him. The word in him was like, it was a fire and it was shut up in his bones. And I have to do something. There has to be a response. So when the word of God is germinating like this, except a grain of wheat would fall and die to the earth and covered over with all the elements, and it's covered, it's buried, just like we need to be buried with Christ. Until that happens and we're able to then shoot up as a new, as a germinated little sprout, the Lord is saying, you know, you can stay buried as long as you want, but there needs to be an openness for my process, what I want to do there. So for Jeremiah, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Okay, put up Revelation 3:20 if you would, Angela. A couple scriptures here. Revelation is, this is very, very familiar. Revelation 3:20 is really a word to the Laodicean church. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and opens the door, I will come in, sup with him, and he with me. So Revelation 3:20 is a very familiar scripture verse that's used in salvation. And that's true, and it's good. But in context, this word is used, Revelation word is used to speak to the church of Laodicea. He says, neither hot nor cold is good. I'll spew you out of my mouth. Okay? Lukewarm is not good. I want you to be either hot or cold so that I can get you. But lukewarm is asleep, and that's not good. So this verse is so important because he's standing there and he's knocking. And if anyone hears my voice, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the hearing is the testimony. And the hearing is the message. The hearing is the report of the Lord. The hearing is the report. Just to remind us again. So faith comes by hearing. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. He will meet us where we are, every person. We can have someone who's not even in their right mind. And as we minister effectively and we take authority over anything that hinders at least some kind of communication, we can speak and pray these verses over them, to them, and help bring them into a place of being able to receive what Jesus wants us to receive, wants them to receive. We've seen that happen overseas, more so than here, but it's possible here as well. And so this love relationship from someone who loves us so much, of how good God he is, He's so in love with us. He's so romantically connected with us. Might sound weird to a guy, but it's not, because we're the bride of Christ and he's our husband, right? But he says, I want to come in and I want to be with you. I want to be with you in your prison cell. I want to be with you in the time of darkness. I want to be with you if there's been division. I want to be with you if you've had doubt. I want to be with you if you've had confusion. I want to be with you if you're trying to figure things out. I want to be with you as you're in the waiting process. I want to be with you as people are needing healing, or you need healing or deliverance. And he says, behold, I'm standing there. But if we don't believe that, if we really don't believe that, then it's a nice verse and it doesn't do anything for us, so to speak. So the word of God is so active and alive. The Lord is saying, let these verses, let my presence through these verses work for you, work in you to change everything. We're going to see more people saved, and we're going to want to go to the ends of the earth. In our spirit, in our heart, it's like, I want to go. I don't not want to go anymore. So this is not like, oh, there she goes. It's a call for missions. No, no. This is a call for us to become even more of who we were created to be and not lose sight of that, because the enemy cannot stand you. You know? He cannot. And we've sent out, we've sent out now a report, which was the goal. We sent out this newsletter to report for the sake of the gospel of the kingdom. It's not to make anybody look swell or hot or cool, because we're not. We love Jesus. But this, the Lord says, declare my works. Okay, well, these are some of them. So that's the reason. So what we do is we stand in that and say, yes, Lord, let me understand what you're saying to us and how you want to expand. And this is the time of a new revolution. Daniel 12:3. I think when we had church over at Troy's house and Rachel's house a couple weeks ago, I think I quoted this verse as well, along with the verse that was on the back of our t-shirts about being a light. But this is one that you want to look at. Daniel 12:3 says, those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. We're called to lead people to righteousness. Okay? We can be the greatest politician, business owner, doctor, architect, you know, whatever it is in the world. Okay? But we're called to lead people to righteousness. That's our call. So the Lord wants us to shine brightly in our call and not separate that. The Lord wants us to understand that when he gives us a call on our life, it's to shine like the brightness of the stars and lead people into righteous living. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing at any point, so we take this love connection with the Lord by spending time in his presence, and then we release that. And we come together and we have we have a unity of heart to be able to go and accomplish the very things. You know, this prophet who was releasing this, and it was just really funny because I'm standing there in my kitchen counter and I had this paper there, so I was just writing all this down going, what the heck? And this was just all of a sudden. I didn't ask for a word or anything like that, but it was definitely the Lord. And I could feel the power and the presence of the Lord from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. And I'm just standing there, you know, writing this down. And he used the word ship. And he was talking about frontline. And he was talking about this ship and what God's wanting to do and is doing right now for those who want the, who have the vision for what he says and the ship. If we're all going in different directions, the ship is kind of going, huh? So he was talking about that. And I was just laughing and trying to write all of this because that's been the tenor of what we've been talking about. It's not to recruit people, what we've been saying. It's to bring people together in the name of Jesus so that we can say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I don't have silver and gold. That's not what I'm offering you. I'm offering you what you need, and that is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is heaven on earth. It really is. And he's going to teach us more and more how to do that, how to walk in that. Let's see here. I usually don't do this, but I think I'm going to read something here. Sometimes I do this, but I was reading, I've read this book before, and you guys know that, but I just want to read this really quickly. This is towards the end of the book. It says, in the West, many Christians have an abundance of material possessions, yet they live in a backslidden state. They have silver and gold, but they don't rise up and walk in Jesus' name. In China, we have no possessions to hold us down. So there's nothing preventing us from moving out for the Lord. He said, interesting. He says that there are mighty church buildings in the West. And we know people come from different nations, and they see the opulence that we have here at times, and they see the blessings that we have, and all that's fine. But here's what he's saying about revival. He says, the first thing needed for revival is to return to the churches is the word of God. God's word is missing. Sure, there are preachers and thousands of tapes and videos of teaching, but a lot of that doesn't contain the sharp truth of God's word. It's the truth that will set you free. Not only is knowledge of God's word missing, but obedience to that word. There's not much action taking place. When revival came to believers in China, the result was thousands of evangelists were being sent out to the corners of the nation, carrying fire from the altar of God with them. When God moves in the West, it seems you want to stop and enjoy his presence and his blessings too long, and then build an altar to your experiences. It was like, oh, I read that. And I thought, okay, I take that for myself. But I just wanted to read it because we don't want to do that. We don't want to build an altar to our experience of having had a great worship time. We want that worship time to then work in us and then be able to move out in the midst of having struggles, in the midst of having heartache, in the midst of having different things that need to change inside of us, relationally, whatever it would be, in the midst of that. So the Lord's asking us for that. He's asking for our hearts. He's asking for us to move into those realms in deeper ways. And I'm really excited about that in this season. I know that when the Lord brings us to a place of wanting to remove iniquity in family lines. Remember, we had some messages on that just a couple months ago. Iniquity is actually a type of propensity for sin, and can be sin, from that exists in the line that needs to be snipped out somewhere in the line. And that iniquity, the Lord wants to break that off of us. He wants to bring an end to the iniquity in our lines. And the reason for that is because he wants the blessing that is intended to come all the way down the family line to touch us. And he wants us to be able to be the recipients of that and then release it, you know, in the generation lines that come. And that's really strong. You can get those two messages online if you want to, part one and part two. I forget what it's called, but look for the most recent part one and part two, and you'll learn a little bit more about that. And so the Lord wants to give us eyes to see what's really going on when people are hurting, or people are pulling back, or people are distant, or people have issues, or however, whatever wording you want to do, the Lord says, let me back it up and explain to you some of the things that I, in my throne room, see. So as we get to know the Lord more, he allows us to come into these places where he shows us. It's like, oh, I didn't understand that. Is that going on with me? Maybe. Or is that in my, is that going on? Is there a thread in my line that keeps an activation going of things that keep hammering those I love? And I just ignore it? Or I just say, well, they're on their journey, it's fine? Or can I do something about that in my own prayer time, Lord, first looking at my own life so that I can be very helpful and very effective? Is that something that you can show me, Lord? You see how gracious he is? And he'll take as long as it takes. The Lord will take as long as it takes for us to be able to see with his eyes and hear with his ears. And when faith starts rising in these areas, we can make such a difference by partnering with him at that place, that dimension in the spirit. You may think, well, what is she talking about? I wasn't here. I don't know what she's talking about. I would just encourage you to listen to those two. Because what happens is if there's a string in the spirit, a negative string in the spirit, it needs to be ended many times, not just praying, oh God, break it. I'm remitting, or I'm saying, Lord, I can see it in me or in my family line. But Lord, open the eyes so that the ones who are not flowing in the strong spiritual fire that we're talking about in your word will actually be brought back to life again. And they will actually, they will have to repent. They will have to go to you and say, Lord, I did not see you. Or I went my own way. Or I did not understand. The enemy doesn't care. He doesn't care if we're ignorant. If we don't see, he doesn't care. He'll hammer us. He doesn't care. But Jesus cares, and he wants us to carry more. You know, he's the mother load. He's got the mothership. So he wants us to care, and he wants us to know how to navigate so that we can help others. And then we can release righteousness, help lead people into righteous standing and righteous living with God. And that stirs up in the area of evangelism, and it's made to do that by God. This ministry was founded on the word in worship with the presence of God. That's not new. But what the Lord seems to be releasing all over the country and all over the world is a desire for greater evangelism with people who are primarily involved in worship and worship and worship and worship, which is never ending. That will never end. Everything we do is worship. But I'm talking about worship in terms of the spoken, the sung word to the Lord. That's not minimized here by me talking about this. It's not worship or the word. No, this is together to increase. But since the presence of God has been increasing, and we've always been tethered and foundationally and growing in the word, that's not new. I'm saying that the people, even new streams that the Lord will connect us with, are seeing that many will be brought in, not just for worship here, Frontline Worship Center, but also evangelism, because that's how the Lord started it. We went out immediately in 1996 and haven't stopped. So the Lord is saying, he's rewarding that, saying, keep going, and I'm going to give you more nations, more desire to release righteousness where you are, on the streets here or in Columbus and to the world. And so that's preparing us a little bit, hopefully, for what the Lord wants to do in a couple of weeks in taking these scriptures here. And, you know, when we're listening to a word like this, there's a response that the Lord wants. He wants us to respond to him. And hopefully, as we're going along, and I loved worship this morning. I always love worship. But this morning, when we were singing to Jesus and singing not just about him, but to him, which is describing him, but we're singing to you, Jesus, to you, to you. Anytime we're doing that, the angels are also joining us as we're being encouraged and we're being strengthened, you know, in our own faith. So there was a lot of angelic presence in here this morning, a lot of angelic host. There was a lot going on in the spirit. And then there was just an evidence of that with some healing that happened, which was good. But I really believe the Lord wants to take it to another place. And we say that, but it's going to be something that's going to cost us everything. We're not looking at, he doesn't want us looking at anything but him in this season. And I really believe he's going to do that. So I was just thinking, since we've got Lena here. Lena, can you grab those who are still in here? Can we just end this with this, the word of God being released with the song of your choice? And just let's lead in worship it, and let's end with committing all of this into the Lord's hands and allowing him to change us more in his presence as we're worshiping and taking all of it. Just even saying, Lord, that one verse, oh my gosh, oh Lord, I see what you're saying about my world and my life. Oh Lord, I didn't understand that this is really your fire. And it felt like you were saying something else and I was fooled and I believed something that wasn't even true or whatever it would be. You know, the Lord is saying to us, I want to meet you where you are and I want you to take who I am to that place. And I really believe he's gonna lead us into a place of freedom and forgiveness maybe of others and a new resolve to walk our talk and to walk what's going on. So, yeah, in a new way, a new level, a new place. You know, so that fire that may be shut up in our bones or maybe isn't even in our bones yet, that there's going to be something that God does for us today. And I just want you to follow the lead of Lena. She didn't know I was going to do this, but I trust her because she listens to the Holy Spirit. And So does Carl. So I don't know what we're going to do or where it's going to go, but just listen and respond, you know? It was so engaging today. Let's just take what the Lord's given us now, and let's worship him and let him work in your heart, in the places that he's calling. You guys are world changers, and the Lord is saying, I just want my world changers to be even more prepared for what's coming. There's a lot coming, and you'll hear a lot more about that at Relentless Pursuit. But the Lord's trying to prepare us, really, more and more, and for the things that we're facing right now. Some of us are facing some pretty heavy things. Yeah, Pastor Jose, I talked with him this morning, and I just told him something in passing, and I was thinking about something else, about his schedule for him, and he just starts prophesying over me and encouraging me in some personal areas, and was like, whoa, hey, thanks, I needed that. Whoa, we all need each other, and we need the Lord to strengthen us and for us to go into his throne room, go into his presence. So as Lena leads us, Carl leads us with Pastor Bill and whatever's happening up here, let's just flow and let the Lord just take the challenge, you know, that kind of like the ice plunge or whatever a couple years ago. Just jump in and say, Lord, I need your fire. And I need your fire to increase. I need the fire that's in my bones that maybe is shut up to come out. You know, whatever, wherever you are, however the Lord touched you today, just listen, but respond to what he's saying, because he's so good. He's not a mean God. He's the kindest person you'll ever, ever meet. He's so gentle and kind, but he's strong. He comes in like a mighty wind, and he'll bring us to our knees, because that's God. He is that big, way bigger than we've seen yet. So let's just worship with him this morning and just see what God wants to do. So, Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for the release today, God. Thank you for the anointing that's in this room. Thank you for the anointing behind the word released. And thank you, God, for the influence and the encouragement of you, Holy Spirit, to take us and move us as you call us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for new levels of hope, new grace being released. Thank you, Lord. We're not jazzy. Lord, we're just us. We're simple, and we love you, Jesus. So we worship you. Our eyes are on you. Bring the transformation. Bring the change to draw us closer to your heart, closer to you, that we would become unmovable, unstoppable, and unshakable. It would be tethered so strongly in you. Thank you, Jesus.
Clothed in majesty and might, fill the heavens with your light. Thank you.
Father, we just praise you for this morning, for you're worthy, Lord. You're holy, 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 holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Propel us out, Jesus. Touch us in those deep places, Lord. Lord, bring us to a place, thank you, Jesus, where we will hear what you're saying. Way beyond what we've heard before. Thank you for new levels of hearing, new levels of seeing in the spirit, knowing you deeper, tethering to you, that we would obey you, we'd hear you, believe you, and obey you as our Papa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless everyone. Have a great week. Lord willing, we'll see you Tuesday. If you can make it, you can stay here and keep worshiping. Thank you, Jesus. New mama here has an announcement.
Well, as we announced on Tuesday night, this Friday, we have an all-night watch of the Lord. So that's 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. We'll be here with worship and prayer, praying for all these things that are coming up, as well as just all of the different things going on in our nation and our region. So we encourage you to come out for it. We'd love to have you.